From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A bipartisan group of six U.S. senators has announced they have an agreement in principle on an immigration deal that would address the fate of more than 800,000 immigrants who came to the U.S. illegally as children. Since last September, when President Trump ended the so-called DACA program, congressional Republicans have maintained the program should be part of a broader immigration bill, opening the door to a wide range of issues, including President Trump's wish to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. President Trump has aimed new criticisms at investigations of his 2016 campaign, suggesting a U.S. intelligence authorization law was used to badly surveil and abuse his election operations. Mr. Trump has offered no evidence of eavesdropping, but he said the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act may have been used along with the discredited and phony dossier compiled by operatives paid by the Democratic challenger to collect information about Mr. Trump's campaign links with Russia. Numerous media outlets are reporting that President Trump will increase sanctions on Iran in the coming hours, while again stopping short of reimposing sanctions intended to push Tehran, the regime there, to give up nuclear weapons research. Here is U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
I am expecting new sanctions on Iran. We continue to look at them. We've rolled them out, and I think you can expect there will be more sanctions coming.
Meantime, by law, the White House must certify every 90 days whether Iran is complying with the 2015 agreement signed with the international community limiting its nuclear program. The deadline is today. This is VOA News. U.S. Department of Justice has assembled a team of leading prosecutors to investigate the finances and drug trafficking activities of the Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorist organization. This comes as the Trump administration ratchets up its rhetoric against Iran, accusing it of supporting terrorist organizations and fomenting instability in the Middle East. China's Ministry of Transportation said the stricken Iranian oil tanker Sanchi in the East China Sea is at risk now of exploding and sinking because of fire from spilled oil. The story from VOA's Bronwyn Benito.
Rescue work resumed on Thursday after rescue crews retreated Wednesday after an explosion on the tanker. The Ministry of Transportation said contaminated air from fire and bad weather increased difficulties of rescue work. The ship was sailing from Iran to South Korea when the collision occurred 257 kilometers off the coast of Shanghai. It's the second collision for a ship from the National Iranian Tanker Company in less than a year and a half. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Dozens of Yazidi children who have been rescued from Islamic State fighters in Iraq and Syria are now receiving counseling to cope with and recover from trauma they experienced during their years in captivity. Children were smuggled out of IS-controlled territories in recent months. Violent demonstrators in Tunisia are defying threats of a crackdown. They are angry with economic hard times, including new government price hikes for staple items and gasoline. We got the story now from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
It's hard times for many in Tunisia. The government's recent decision to increase prices on staple items and gasoline and impose new taxes is just too much for some. At least 20 locations, including Tunis, have been hit by the protests since they started on Sunday, around 600 arrested. This is the ninth government to take power since 2011's Arab Spring, when protesters overthrew their authoritarian leader. None of them have been able to deal with the country's growing economic problems, and those price hikes were aimed at tackling their deficit and foreign debts. Now, Prime Minister Youssef Chahed says enough is enough. The state won't bow to violence. Some lawmakers have called for an increase to the minimum wage, but its likelihood is unclear. There's also concern that small numbers of radical Islamists may be trying to take advantage of the crisis. The Interior Ministry says at least two have been found among those detained.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. For more on that story and all the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.